This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about metabolism. The challenge didn't sound so bad to Tracy Ukich Lane. Run a mile.
A mile? Like, I have four kids. I've been running around with these kids for years. Of course I can do a mile. Like, I can go to four different sporting events in one day with four kids. Of course I can run a mile. Are you kidding me?
But the stakes for this challenge were extremely high. Tracy had made it onto the weight loss reality TV show The Biggest Loser, Season 8, which came out in 2009. At the start of the show, Tracy weighed about 250 pounds, and she felt like losing weight would solve all of her problems.
I was unhappy in my marriage. I was unhappy in who I was as a person because I felt ashamed as to what I was actually doing with my life.
On your mark.
So here she was, ready for the contestants' first challenge. They were gathered on a beach in California.
And in my head, I'm thinking, okay, this is it. I'm getting ready to like do something for myself. I'm really getting ready to change everything about my life.
At first, you see Tracy going really hard, getting ahead of everybody. But then she slows down a lot.
And I feel my legs just becoming very heavy and very hot. I can't figure out why I feel disoriented and what is going on with my body.
She falls to the ground and starts to crawl. The other contestants turn back and help carry her across the finish line. Then Tracy collapses, unresponsive.
Tracy, open your eyes. Look at me, girl.
And I ended up with heat exhaustion, then heat stroke. Then your body goes into rhabdomyolysis.
It's a condition where muscle tissue breaks down and releases toxic substances into the body that damage the kidneys. She was unresponsive and had to be taken to the hospital by helicopter.
I was so weak when I was in the hospital, and I was not well. I was incredibly ill.
And she had a big decision to make. Go home or try to compete anyway. She called her then husband.
And I was calling him to get basically some advice and get his thoughts on it and what I should do, because I knew that it was coming down to a point where I needed to make a decision whether they were going to send me to a rehab facility in California or was I going to go on the show. And I called his phone and no one answered.
Tracy was upset. Their relationship was in a rocky place. There had been infidelity before. So she checked his voicemails.
And I heard messages on his phone that just sent me again. I'm like, I'm here fighting for my life. This is still going on in my marriage. And I felt so defeated and so distraught and so upset. And right at that moment, it was when Dr. Huizinga walked in the door into my room.
Robert Huizinga was the show's medical advisor.
And I hung up the phone. I broke down in complete just disarray. And he sat down and he just sat there with me for like over an hour, even more probably. I don't even know the timeline. And we just talked. We talked about my life. We talked about what I wanted out of life. We talked about my marriage. We talked about the hurts that I was having. And that's when he said to me, Tracy, you need to make a decision. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? He's like, because you are so sick, you should actually go to a rehab facility until you're well enough to fly home, and then we should send you home. And I just remember this anger coming over my body. I felt so angry inside that something like this happened to me on the show, and that now they're trying to get rid of me and send me home. That's kind of the way I felt, because I also felt that way in my personal life. I'm like, my husband trying to get rid of me by doing what he was doing because it made me not trust him anymore. So it's like, I didn't feel like I trusted anybody. And so I had this overwhelming just anger that came over me. And I'm like, you are not going to discount my want and what I want to do out of life. And I want something more. And I looked at him and I'm like, no, we're not doing this. I'm going to go on the show. You guys are going to help me. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to choose me this time. I'm going to do this for myself.
When Tracy left the hospital and stepped back onto the set of The Biggest Loser, she wasn't allowed to exercise with the other contestants in the gym. So she looked for other ways to gain the upper hand. the weekly challenges. For example, she ate a plate of cupcakes to control who did or did not have to weigh in, swaying who was sent home that week.
Tracy's a loose cannon this week. Who knows what she's going to do? And because she's been so impulsive, I'm worried what decision she's going to make.
I think Tracy's a little bit crazy. She's a wild card. She doesn't even know what she's doing when she does it.
So you were not in the gym doing all the crazy workouts that the other contestants were being put through, and yet you kept losing weight. How did you do that?
This was not shared on television. I haven't even spoke about it publicly either, so I'm going to tell you right now. They make it look like I wasn't doing any exercise and I was just sitting around. That is not correct. I was also doing my own exercise, but I was doing it with the athletic trainer and with Dr. Huizinga.
The athletic trainer was Sandy Crum. Tracy spent a lot of time in the pool.
I swam like Nemo and Dory in the ocean. I spent so much time in the Biggest Loser Ranch pool, and I swam every day for hours. And then also another tidbit that nobody knows about, I cleaned the Biggest Loser house. I cleaned it every day. I would tell the contestants, the Biggest Loser house would get so dirty, you would think that we had a maid. We didn't have a maid. Yes, someone came in and did like surface things, but dishes and the kitchen, all those things were our responsibility. I would tell everyone, leave your dishes, leave them. They would leave their dishes. They would go to the gym and go work out with Bob and Jillian, go do all this filming. I am in the kitchen washing dishes. You're talking about 16 people and a lot of dishes. And I would do squats. I would do leg lifts. I would do ab crunches while I was washing dishes. I'm serious. Dude, what Sandy Crum told me to do, I'll never forget this. He said, Tracy, don't stop moving. That's what he said to me. That just stayed with me for so many years. It stays with me even now today when I just kept going. So I went home and that's what I did. I didn't stop moving.
I was watching one of the episodes where Jillian Michaels is just screaming at you.
Oh, yeah.
And she is telling you, you know, I spend all this time with you to talk to you and you don't care about my advice. And I was getting upset watching it. How did you feel?
I can only explain it as like an out-of-body experience. I had to tune it out because that's where I came from. I came from that world of yelling and screaming and abuse, and I don't respond well to that. It shuts me down. So when she did that, I physically and mentally prepare myself to not listen because I had so much trauma coming from my past life because of that. And I just don't respond well to that from anybody, much less someone that I was looking for support from. So I had to really tune it out. And I will say this about Jillian, when she figured out that that's where I came from, because she did figure it out. They didn't show this on the show. She did figure it out because I told her. Once she realized that, she changed how she spoke to me then. And I respected that. And I'm thankful that she did that.
Tracy was eliminated in week 8, but she ended up losing 118 pounds by the show's finale. When she returned back home, she started the process of separating from her husband. And when the show started to air, she realized that with all of the edits and production, she was coming across as a villain, a selfish, cutthroat person who would do anything to get an advantage.
And I'm watching, and I am just appalled at what I'm seeing. It just, the way that they spun it to make it look like I just didn't care about anybody else because I was playing the game was truly, it was honestly gut-wrenching. I was actually really excited about the show coming out. I felt like I did really well when I was there. I didn't get into any altercations with anybody. I didn't talk bad about anybody. I had a watch party with my friends, and then they kept having a watch party after that. And after the third episode, I no longer participated in the watch party because my feelings were so hurt. The hate mail came in, and I had someone egg my mailbox. I mean, it was just crazy stuff that was going on. I couldn't believe it that we lived in a time where you're watching reality TV and you really think that you know me because I played a game and I did something for myself after almost dying.
But Tracy was determined to hold on to the gains she had made during the show.
The Biggest Loser changed my life. Having the opportunity to be on the show changed my life. I was the one that actually changed my life.
So in the years after the initial phase of, you know, awfulness, what happened next? How did you take this ball and run with it?
You know, once the finale was over and you go back to reality, because that's really what it is, I still tried to maintain that vigorous exercise that I was doing. I ran the Boston Marathon. I ran it a couple of times, actually. I ran it with Dr. Huizinga. I did the Alcatraz Marathon. I was constantly running a 5K on the weekends. I just kept telling myself, I don't ever want a mile to defeat me ever again. So I stayed on that regimen for a while. I learned how to take my nutrition very serious. And I was able to teach my family, especially my children. And I remember cleaning out my pantry, you know, at my house and looking at, you know, how many servings are in this bag. And actually taking all the servings out and putting them inside of a little bag and putting the little bags back inside the bag. That's how I taught my children what is a serving. And sure, I enjoy things. I enjoy life. I enjoy food. I enjoy going out to eat. It's just, how should I change what I'm doing so that I can do it better for me?
Tracy also learned about her metabolism thanks to the study led by researcher Kevin Hall. For many of the contestants who participated in the study, their metabolic rates slowed down significantly after the show. Their bodies adjusted to fewer calories coming in, and this slowdown persisted for years with each contestant. Keeping the weight off was almost impossible for some, but Tracy was able to maintain much of her weight loss, even though she had the slowest metabolism in the group.
So learning what metabolic adaptation is was an eye-opener. I had to read it to myself a couple of times because it really gave me some answers, because I do feel like I have to work a bit harder than the normal, and I don't even know what normal is, but I do have to work harder than, so to say, someone else who maybe have never had an obesity problem when it comes to losing weight and when it comes to exercise. I feel like I have to do more than the average person. And that's something that was really validating for me. I have struggled and gone up and down over the years. I have lost a lot of weight. I feel good, but I've also gained some weight back. Well, then I've lost it again. It's a cycle and it's a journey.
A lot of people saw some of the research that Dr. Hall was doing about the metabolic rate and the slowdown and so on. And for a lot of people, that spelled a message of hopelessness. Like, I am trapped and I'm never going to get out of this. And that's a really, really hard message.
It's a very realistic message. I did feel that way after the study came out. I remember reading it and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, my metabolic adaptation is in the tank. I had the lowest of everybody on the show. Although I remained the highest of vigorous exercise and nutrition that they saw in the study. So I did feel that way in the beginning. When I read the study, I felt defeated and I felt like, what do I do now? And so I had to kind of get myself out of that headspace, and I had to be in more of a positive headspace and say, okay, Tracy, you can move your body. You know how to do this. You know how to proportion your meals. You know how to think about this. You can still do this journey. This is not defeat. You just got to be better. And so that's what I really did for myself. I went back to the grassroots of writing down my, you know, what is my caloric intake today? How much water am I drinking? Am I moving my body? What am I going to do? I can't maintain what we were doing on The Biggest Loser. I tried to for years. I couldn't maintain it. I tried. I really did. And it's just not reality. It's just not reality.
And how much, if you can quantify this, how much headspace does weight take up in your head at this point? You know, there have been times in my own life where I think weight took up like 90% of my headspace, where I was obsessed with losing it and changing something. And then there are other times when it just isn't that important to me and I can think about other stuff, thank God. So how much of your energy is spent thinking about that, or are you able to kind of just feel good about yourself and be healthy?
I do feel good about myself and I do feel healthy. I exercise every single day. I do something to move my body, whether it's extremely vigorous or it's not vigorous. And I don't like to say, oh, well, today I just went for a walk. Going for a walk is amazing. And if you have the capabilities to do that, do that. So, but when you ask me how much headspace takes up for me personally about weight and about how I feel about myself, it is 100%. It is on my brain from the time I wake up until the time I go to sleep at night. I'm thinking about not necessarily my weight, but I'm thinking about like, what did I do for myself today to move my body? How did I fuel it? Did I drink enough water? It's a part of my every single day. So it's just like I put it with, I think about my children every day. I think about my husband every day. I think about my family every day. I also think about myself, my weight, and what I'm doing for it on a daily basis. It takes up a lot of headspace. I am worried that I'm going to be 300 pounds again, and I don't want to be. So I have to do everything I can to maintain what I'm doing now, but I'm constantly trying to be better. I'm constantly chasing that monkey on my back to do something better for myself.
As you were participating in this documentary and subsequently rewatching a lot of the Biggest Loser content, you were confronted with this younger version of yourself, somebody who was in a really tough spot. Did you look at that version of yourself with compassion? Did it make you sad? Did it make you mad at the world around her?
I did. I really did. Going through the process of the documentary, I said no a couple of times on doing it because I just felt like I didn't want to be in that space again. And I had to like really talk myself out of it and say, yes, I can do this. Who's going to tell my story other than me? Let me tell it. No one else should tell it. And no one knew either because I never spoke publicly about how I did feel going through that process on The Biggest Loser. I never talked about it. I just kept going and tried to stay positive for myself. So it was really freeing to be able to do that. I had to go back to therapy because I thought that old hurts that were healed were not healed. And I called my therapist back and she's like, wait, are you good? I'm like, no, I'm not good. Everything just drug up again. She goes, let's get right back into it. Seeing a younger self on television, my daughters have made a couple of comments like, Mom, look at you. My face was super full. I didn't have any wrinkles. I mean, it was 16 years ago. It's not a lot of people get to look at television and see themselves age and see themselves become a better person as well. I have so much more courage now than I did then. Even though I felt like I had a lot of courage then, I'm just a different person. I'm a different mom. Everything in my life changed from that day on the beach when I almost lost my life. Everything changed.
Tracy Yukich Lane was a season 8 contestant on The Biggest Loser. She and 7 other contestants are featured in a new Netflix documentary series called Fit for TV, The Reality of The Biggest Loser.